So here's a question. How do you go from legendary rock and roll icon to somebody that people are thinking is totally nuts? It's real easy. Question the narrative.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
So here's the story. The legendary rock artist you know as Van Morrison, he came out with some new songs back in March, and some of this stuff just got released. One of the songs is called They Own the Media. Van Morrison got himself in, shall we say, trouble with the establishment and the Facebook types, because he has song titles now like Why Are You on Facebook? Another song called Big Lie. There's a bunch of other titles that he has out there. He's been very outspoken about all the lockdowns and all the weirdness that has gone on over this past year with the global pandemic. Remember, Van Morrison has been a bit of a lightning rod over the years. 75 years old now. I can remember playing songs like Brown Eyed Girl and others back in my disc jockey days. But now he's got these new songs out, and I've listened to them, and I'm going to share a little bit of one with you right now. I don't have time to do the whole thing. By the way, today's program is packed with a lot of stuff. We have more to share today than I've had in a long time. We were down in Florida. We're back in Georgia for a while, and there's a lot of things happening. I can't wait to tell you. We'll tell you a lot about it today in the program. But this is one of the songs, I think it's pretty accurate, that got Van Morrison in a lot of problems with his peers and rock and roll friends.
No more lockdown, no more government overreach, no more fascist bullies disturbing our peace, no more taking of our freedom and our God-given rights, pretending it's for our safety when it's really to enslave. Who's running our country? Who's running our world? Examine it closely and watch it unfurl. No more lockdown, no more threats, no more Imperial College scientists making up crooked facts. No more lockdown, no more pulling the wool over our eyes, no more celebrities telling us what we're supposed to feel, no more status quo. Put your shoulder to the wheel. No more lockdown. 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 No more government overreach. Police disturbing our peace, no more taking our freedom and our God-given rights, pretending it's for our safety when it's really to enslave. Who's running our country? Who's running our world? Examine it closely and watch it unfurl. No more lockdown, no more threats, no more Imperial College scientists making up crooked facts. No more lockdown, no more pulling the wool over our eyes, no more celebrities telling us how we're supposed to feel. gotta put your shoulder to the wheel. No more lockdown. 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 No more
say is, I hope when I turn 75 in about 9 years from now that my voice is still as good as Van Morrison's on that new collection. Can you believe that he had the guts? That he had the guts to put together all these songs about lockdowns. One is called The Long Con. They own the media. Why are you on Facebook? Yeah, I'm kind of impressed that he had the guts to do it. And of course, what has happened now is that many of the, you know, the right kind of thinking people, as we're told, you know, the same idiots that have been changing their narrative for over a year, you know, the Dr. Fauci's of this world. You don't need a mask. You need a mask. Well, maybe you don't, but now you do. Maybe you need four. Maybe you need three. Maybe if you have the vaccine, you can hang around indoors with your family without one. It just, and then this past week, well, maybe if you're vaccinated, you don't need them at all. In other words, the whole narrative has been changing consistently. And this is one of the things that we point out on this program. When I worked in emergency management a year ago, I started feeling very strange about the things that I was beginning to see. I'm a logical individual. I come out of more of an engineering background than anything else. And so I tend to think in facts and things that are provable. And all these things were just guesses all over the road. And too many politicians, you know, like the St. Andrew Cuomo, the Piuses of New York, they jump into this, and they start making all kind of rules. And I really think that they get on a power trip. They really do. Good old Gretchen Whitmire, you remember her.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
And Governor Whitmer, like so many governors in many states, kept pushing these lockdowns, stay-at-home orders, wear face coverings, closing schools, even though the evidence was coming out literally 9 months ago that children are not the spreaders of COVID-19. They're not little spreaders that are going to kill grandma. All these things, you know, the trauma that children went through because of all this over the past year because of an overreaching government. We have children today that are going to have psychological issues for many years to come because of the way we treated them in the light of this virus. And as time has gone by, one thing I can honestly say, so much of what I started feeling a year ago when I left working in emergency management, somebody said, "Why did you leave? The money was good." Because I knew there was something wrong with the numbers. You're right, I could have stayed. But I couldn't live with my own conscience if I did. I felt very strongly that many of the numbers that we were told were highly inflated, that many of the things that we were doing were counterproductive, and there were too many other players in the mix that deeply concerned me. Even the idea, I can remember, what was it, a year ago, people like Dr. Fauci, the father of the virus. I don't care what anybody says. The exchange we recently had with Dr. Fauci and Senator Rand Paul clashing over who funded this. And if you listen carefully to what Dr. Fauci said, he couched his words, oh, we never funded gain of function. No, but you funded nonprofits that then funded the gain of function research in China. You were clever enough to leave one entity between you and your agency and the Chinese government and a level 4 lab in Wuhan. This whole gain of function stuff, and I don't want to spend a whole lot of time. I've got so many things to do in the program today that I do want to share that is news you may not have heard anywhere else. I'm sure most of this audience that has television access heard what Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul discussed when they clashed. And trust me, Fauci's never comfortable when he has to answer questions. He's been a government employee since way back when, 40-plus years. Way over 40 years. He was going to give us an AIDS vaccine. I know people that actually believe that all this mRNA technology is old and established, and we know that it works. No, we do not. And people are believing this magic elixir called a vaccine, which is not a vaccine, is a cure-all for everything, including AIDS. This is the kind of nonsense that is being allowed through the media. Then you have fascist book, commonly known to others as Facebook. Every time you turn around, they're trying to get you to take the jab. They're trying to get the vaccine, get a little frame around your face that I've got the vaccine, you get it too. You know, a lot of people are not getting it. We're only at 1/3 of the population of the country that has opted to be fully vaccinated. And so the pressure is on. But here's the problem. The statistics are no longer behind them. Can you remember how many months ago, was it back in March, when the governor of Texas decided enough is enough, we're not going to have all these stupid mandates? Florida did the same thing, or already had. Georgia, among others, and South Dakota started saying, we're done. The numbers are not bearing out the number of people really dying. And once again, we'll get into those numbers in a minute again, very, very, very briefly. But President Biden said that is Neanderthal thinking. Remember, if you don't wear a face mask indoors and outdoors and when you're exercising or by yourself riding a bicycle, it was this insanity. But here was the problem. Number one, the states that opened up and dropped a lot of these requirements have lower case numbers, lower people in the hospital, and lower death numbers per 100,000. Florida's a big state. Why is it doing better than all the lockdown states? Maybe because we're trying an unnatural approach to dealing with a pathogen, and it's backfiring. If the goal was to extend the misery of COVID-19 across the election and to bring in a new president, they succeeded. And there are times, in all honesty, I believe that was a huge part of the agenda. And so now, and especially, and I also told this to my wife, if you saw some pictures that came out about a week ago, I noticed them and it hit me one day. There is Joe and Jill Biden visiting Jimmy and Rosalind Carter. You remember Jimmy Carter, president back in the, from 1977 to 81. He was elected in 76. He's in his 90s now. And there they are. They're both still alive. I met Jimmy Carter years ago. And actually, he and his wife, or at least back then, were nice people. I'm not going to say anything nasty about the guy. I disagree with his policies on many things, but Overall, back then anyway, he was a nice guy. And there they are, the frail Carters, sitting there in their room and sitting next to them, or, you know, towering over them, actually, are the Bidens. And nobody's wearing a face mask. Wait a minute. That picture gets out. Nobody wearing a face mask. I thought that we all had to wear a face mask to protect the elderly people, like the Carters. And within a week of that picture coming out, the narrative begins to change and move. And by this past Friday, well, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need a mask indoors or outdoors. A lot of stores, not all. A lot of stores are saying we're not going to enforce it anymore. A few are, you know, like Target. Good grief, one of the most woke corporations I won't spend a penny with. They're more concerned about LGBTQ than providing quality and service and being reasonable. So I don't shop at woke places. I don't drink Woca-Cola anymore either, because they're just getting these companies that are jumping in. Look, sell your product on the merits of your product and stay out of politics if you're smart. All you're doing is dividing yourself. You can have any opinion you want, but just don't force it on everybody else. I'm tired of these companies doing this stuff. Well, I'm going to share something now. Like I say, I'll share another maybe in the next half hour. I've got one more clip from one of the songs I may or may not share. If I don't do it today, I'll do it tomorrow. I may share a small clip from Van Morrison. But you may have missed this. About a week and a half ago, there was a hearing held in Texas before the Texas State Senate. And they're trying to get an understanding of what to do going forward. What is the status? You've got a lot of people now talking about this vaccine passport or mandatory vaccines in order to get into, you know, into sporting events or restaurants or stores. They're already talking about it. New York State Excelsior Pass. They're going to make the vaccinated sit in one part of the stadium and the unvaccinated. I feel like having somebody from the, you know, yelling. You remember that in the Bible, a leper coming along, unclean, unclean. They had to yell at a distance, unclean, unclean. Are we going to be forced to be going unvaccinated, unvaccinated? I'm beginning to think that if the deep state had their way, that's what we're heading toward. We're heading toward this idea of compliance, compliance like we've never seen it before. And it's all part of a system to, I think, destroy the currencies in the world, collapse the currencies, go to a digital currency, and then we start with the vaccine passports and everything else to get everybody on board. This is a prelude, I think, to getting the mindset cleansed in the world. And I use their term, not mine. They want to cleanse the mindset of Christianity. They want to find the nominal Christians and prepare them for receiving some kind of mark, in my opinion. But one of the things that I found interesting from this hearing, Dr. Richard Bartlett was one of the people that spoke. He's got like pushing 30 years of experience as a general practitioner and in emergency care settings. He's worked in the hospitals all during this COVID time. And as a witness, he had a few thoughts. You know, he deals with COVID-19, has dealt with it extensively in his work, and he reminded the senators that we're in a much different place today than we were a year ago, though the media would like to pretend that we're still in the panic mode of a year ago. Right now, where he works in Lubbock, Texas, I was out there not long ago, there's only three people that he could think of that were in the hospital in a county of 300,000. That's like one in 100,000 people were hospitalized. I've seen in the county in Florida where we live, the death numbers have just dropped to virtual zero. And even those numbers are questionable. But I want you to listen to what he has to say about these vaccines. In that hearing, he said, we need freedom of choice. We don't need a vaccine mandate. He believes from his experience they're unnecessary. And he also reminds us that these vaccines are not approved. They're purely experimental. Here's some of what he had to say.
90% of ER visits, 90% of urgent care visits could be prevented, according to Oxford University, the oldest university in the English-speaking world since 1096. 72 Nobel Prize laureates. They're a reliable source of information. They also did a second randomized controlled trial, which is the gold standard for medical and scientific fact. That was the principal trial. And so both of them showed overwhelming success at helping people recover quickly, outpatient, early. It's a medicine that's safe, readily available, inexpensive, and is FDA approved, as opposed to the COVID vaccines, which are not FDA approved and by definition experimental, because we haven't had the time yet to vet their safety and efficacy through, and stamp them as FDA approved. But we have medicines that have been out for Budesonide's been out for 28 years, FDA approved. It's been used on 2-pound preemie babies in the NICU for decades safely. That's about as delicate a human as there is. So as far as safety, we have that, but Oxford showed the efficacy. And so I want to, my point is that we have alternatives to an experimental vaccine. We have a safe, readily available, inexpensive alternative. And patients should have their individual right to decide what direction they're going to go. I talked to Harvey Risch, the esteemed epidemiologist from Yale, yesterday, and he said that by his calculations, 58% of Texans have herd immunity from natural immunity recovering from the virus, COVID.
Now, you listen to what that person said and figure it out for yourself. Now, let me ask this question. Where in the world are stories like that from the hundreds of thousands of other real doctors that are out there, like, you know, Dr. Bartlett? Where are they on the media? Is the media now controlling the narrative?
They tell us that ignorance is bliss. I guess for those that control the media, it is. The stories we are told. If you ever try to go against them, you will be ignored.
Okay, now another doctor that spoke at that hearing in Texas was a Dr. Ben Edwards. Now, he operates a very successful family practice in West Texas, actually multiple offices. Graduate of Baylor University, UTC Medical School. Has decades, not weeks, not months, not a few years, decades of experience. And one of his real concerns as a doctor who stays up on this stuff, who's not been politically compromised, he's concerned about a number of the adverse reactions many people are experiencing with this massive rollout of what he considers an untested product. Listen carefully. Listen really carefully to what this doctor has to say. He's not a quack. He is an experienced doctor with a legitimate concern, and the Facebooks of this world, the New York Times, the WAPOs, and all the bankrupt media, they want to silence the real doctors and put on the Facebook quack saying, get that shot, do this, do that, comply, obey. But listen to what Dr. Ben Edwards is pleading to you to listen and find out for yourself.
According to the CDC's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which I have some updated numbers from last night when I downloaded these, 4,178 deaths are now being reported on VAERS. To give some context, over the past 20 years, all vaccinations combined, there were a reported 4,182 deaths. Over the past 20 years. In the past 4 months, we're now sitting at 4,178 deaths associated with the COVID vaccine reported to VAERS. This includes a 15-year-old boy in Colorado, two 16-year-old girls in Wisconsin, 17-year-old girl in Wisconsin, and a 17-year-old boy, all healthy. He was in New Hampshire. The evidence is pretty clear that VAERS grossly underestimates the adverse events that are reported. A study commissioned by the Department of Health and Human Services, this is in 2010, and Harvard carried out this study. And the conclusion was only about 1% of adverse reactions are ever reported to VAERS. A similar study in 2015 by Shimbukuru et al. Came to a similar conclusion. A 1995 report by CDC also found that certain adverse reactions to vaccines are reported about 1% of the time. Even the vaccine manufacturers themselves have estimated a 50-fold underreporting of adverse reactions.
Now, wait a cotton-picking minute, as the old cartoon said. Facebook and everybody keep saying these vaccines are highly safe and effective. Well, number one, I challenge the effectiveness. And you'll hear why in just a moment, why I challenge it. And I'm not the only one. I really am not the only person that is concerned about the effectiveness of these vaccines. This doctor is saying we've seen thousands of people die, and that may only be 1%. Wait a minute. That's a lot of people. If that's 1%, that number's going to get really scary really fast. What's going on? Why are we not getting the full story? This is the problem with our bankrupt, intellectually bankrupt garbage media that propagates garbage, foolishness, and lies, and people believe it. They believe all this stuff has been thoroughly tested, and it's just fine. It works. It cures COVID. It cures AIDS. It cures a stubbed toe and the common cold. This is the kind of craziness people have. And to watch some of the folks over at the very leftist media, they're all, what, we can take our mask off now? You mean, I'm going to have a hard time? Was it Rachel Maddow going, it's going to take me months to get used to not being afraid of people that are not wearing a mask because they're really not out to kill me anymore. This is the kind of insanity. Another doctor, Dr. Angela Ferrella, she's a pediatrician from West Texas. During this COVID-19 mess, she also helped a lot of adults when other doctors were scared to death to even open their doors or treat anybody. But from her vast experience, and she's been around a while, she's not somebody that doesn't know what she's doing, she has extreme concerns, especially when it comes to these vaccines being used in children. I mean, she's really concerned about this, as well as you should be.
Never in history before have we given medications that were not FDA approved to people that were not initially studied in the trial. There were no trial patients that were under the age of 18. There were no trial patients that were previously exposed or had COVID. These are two very important points with this. The other issue is safety. I'm kind of a safety freak. I'm a pediatrician. I've been a pediatrician for over 25 years. I find myself a vaccine expert. I've given tens of thousands of vaccines in my office. I am not an anti-vaxxer. I'm a very pro-vax, actually, except when it comes to this COVID vaccine, if we can call it that. The one of the big issues is the safety profile. The safety and the adverse events recommendations through the ACIP, which is the Advisory Committee of Immunization Practices, they have made some recommendations in regards to the COVID-19 vaccine. One of the things that is extremely troubling, and it's on their ACIP guideline for the Pfizer vaccine in particular, that recommendations about safety and adverse events will come out after authorization. After authorization. This is a very scary issue. We find out data on safety before we subject our patient population to this. We are currently allowing children 16, 17 years old to get this vaccine, and they were never studied in this trial. On top of that, these kiddos, they're extrapolating the data from adults down to children and adolescents. This is not acceptable. Children are not little adults. Not acceptable at all. Children have a 99.997% survivability from the COVID. 99.997%. 9.97%. Let me repeat that for you all to understand. And there's evidence that these children are actually a buffer. What that means is that these children actually, for some reason, do not spread the disease. Children are not super spreaders. So what we're doing to our kids right now is actually criminal. We are isolating them. We are putting them in masks, which is also clinically dangerous. We are also telling them that, psychologically telling them that if they bring COVID home, they're going to kill grandma, granddad, aunt, uncle, mom, and dad. That is a horrible, horrible situation to put on our kids.
Did you listen to everything that this pediatrician had to say? Is any of this resonating, or are you going to be... I don't think this audience is the kind of an audience that buys into the nonsense. You've seen the changing narrative week by week. And these people have been consistent in what they have seen, in how they have acted, in how they've responded, and in the successes that they've seen as well. Now, I've got one more audio clip I want to play, but I'm not going to have time to do it on this part of the program. I'll do it after the break. If you think you've heard enough stuff to be concerned about, wait until you hear the next exchange. It is going to be frightening. Also, on the other side, we're going to talk about some really exciting news. I mean, I've got something that I'm just busting at the seams to share. That and a couple of other stories as well that you need to hear.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
300 lunches out the window. Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment. Now, when I was in high school, me and my friends wanted to start a rock band. So I had a plan. Every day I'd skip lunch every day for a long, long time. Finally, I saved up enough money to buy a sound system. Not too long after we got it, some thieves broke in through the window and left with our new sound equipment. It was all gone. 300 lunches out the window. And so there are all sorts of pursuits we get into in life, which end up not being worth all the work in the end. You know, the world is filled with people who spend their lives sacrificing their peace and their marriage and their relationships and their children and their time, their loved ones, their integrity, their joy, and even their health and their relationship with God. And for what? For more money, for a better job, for a better house, a career goal, for some ambition or thing they think they have to have in their life, and it ends up not being worth it at all. How about you? What are you spending your life to get? And what are you sacrificing to get it? Is it worth it? Stop striving for what you don't have. Look around your life and be blessed with what you do have right now. Treasure the time. Treasure your loved ones. Treasure all the blessings God's given you. Otherwise, you might end up on your deathbed regretting all you sacrificed and all you lost, like 300 lunches out the window. Now, how'd you like to get something you'll love and you don't have to sacrifice for it? Something so awesome, it's been hidden for 2,000 years, never before revealed. You can. The awesome, unprecedented mystery of the temple doors and sapphires guaranteed to help you become a strong and victorious believer in God. How do you get all these free gifts? Easy. Just remember Jesus' Hebrew name, Yeshua, and dial it. It's all you do. You'd be so blessed. Just dial 1-800-YESHUA-1. You'll love it, but call now. 1-800-YESHUA-1. Now, I invite you to join me in bringing salvation back to God's ancient nation, Israel, and all the unreached peoples on five continents with over 1 billion people. Just call now. 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's YESHUA-1. Or write me direct, the nice Jewish boy, at Box 1111 in Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey. And the zip, 07644. It's a nice Jewish boy. It's Box 1111. It's Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey. And the zip, 07644. Well, till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be to you, my friend, and Messiah, Or HaOlam, the light of the world.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And welcome back to part two of our Monday edition of Truth to Ponder. In just a moment, I've got that audio clip that I want to share that also came out of that hearing about a week and a half ago from the great state of Texas. It's a Senate hearing, a state Senate hearing in Texas about vaccine mandates. Should we do them, not do them? Some of the information out there. And I got one little exchange that when you hear it, you may have heard some of this information. I guarantee you never heard this on NBC or MSNBC or CNN. They won't touch this because it goes against their established narrative. Got some other news I also want to share in the program in just a moment as well. Want to thank the number of people that support this program each and every week. My wife and I were supposed to have been gone for like roughly 8-9 days tops. Ended up being 20 days. Things have a tendency to do that. A lot of the time we were in Florida, we had several things to take care of, some family things and some personal business that needed to be tended to, but also two projects that I'm deeply involved with. Number one, how to expand the shortwave outreach. There's a plan in place, and I'll be talking about it probably as we get into June and maybe more into July. So probably next month you'll be hearing more about it, this project. I'm a believer in the use of shortwave radio, if you hadn't figured that out. And I'm surprised at how many people are listening to shortwave. Of course, it's out there as a podcast, and I may even put it out in a couple of other locations. As long as the door is open, as long as the ability to share is there, why not? Why not reach those that don't have a shortwave radio? But there's another project that also can reach people that doesn't require people to log in on the internet. I'll talk about that in a few minutes. But I want to thank those of you that have supported this radio program. I'm humbled each time I go to the mailbox. We got home after being gone. All the mail had been secured, and I was amazed. And I just have to thank you for your love and your prayers and your support. It means more to me than you'll ever know. I do this program because I believe that we need to get information out there. I'm not an expert on everything. I'm just trying to give you another voice based on truth, based on reason, based on logic, and based on the truth of God's Word. That's what I'm trying to do. That's the only reason that this program is on the air. And if you believe in any of the work that we're doing, would you consider even a small gift? Doesn't matter. It all seems to add up in God's economy, and we're able to keep the program going month after month. When you think about it, we started really the beginning of end of August of last year. So really September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. We're now into May. We are now in our 9th month. And you've made it possible to be on shortwave. Thank you. And I want to expand that reach because we're coming into a very troubled time. You know it. I know it. I have no doubt about it. Oh, by the way, if I sound a little bit nasal today, yeah, I do. Came back to Georgia. We've been gone for weeks. And it's been really cool up here in Georgia in the mountains. It's been colder than usual. Well, actually, the old timers say it's just the cycles, and we're in that cooler cycle. So normally we would have our cars and house and everything impacted with pollen weeks ago. It decided to hit about the time we got back. And so I'm paying a slight price. I'll get used to it. But having not been around it and then suddenly back in it, wow, I felt it from day one getting home. So just bear with me as we try to deal with it. But if you believe in the ministry and you want to help us out, we'll be at our Georgia home, for a good 3+ weeks minimum. And we're thinking about getting a permanent address that can kind of follow us. We're working on it. If you have any ideas, let me know. You can contact us at Truth to Ponder, and you can mail, our mailing address here is 21 Berkshire, BERKSHIRE, 21 Berkshire Lane, number 263, that's our secure box, number 263, Sky Valley, Georgia, two words, Sky Valley, Georgia, zip code 30537. That's 21 Berkshire Lane, number 263, Sky Valley, Georgia, 30537. And if you're using a check or something, you can make it out to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio. Okay, before I get into my next topic, I want to finish up what I didn't have time for in the first segment. We were listening to some bits and pieces from a hearing that occurred in Texas about 10, 11 days ago with several doctors discussing vaccine mandates, vaccine passports, mandatory this, that, and the other. A lot of states are not buying into this. Florida is one. Thank you, Governor DeSantis, for saying we're not doing your stupid vaccine passport nonsense. Maybe the fascists in New York want to do it, or Oregon, or Governor Whitmer up there in Michigan. Maybe she'll want to do it. Maybe Governor Murphy in Jersey and others that come to mind that love this new power they have over the people. I really believe it's a sickness with these officials. They don't care about your health. They're enjoying this power over you because they never abide by their own rules anyway. If they really believed the virus was so dangerous, they would abide by their own rules, but they don't, which means they know their rules are fraudulent and they're on a power trip, a very sick power trip. Well, we had Dr. Angela Farrelly. She was the pediatrician and sharing her concerns on why kids should not get this vaccine. And something came out that I want you to listen. This clip's only about a minute or so. And following the testimony she gave, she had a bit of an exchange with one of the senators, Senator Bob Hall. Now, Bob Hall was a career Air Force guy with a degree in electrical engineering. If you knew the stuff that he did, I was looking at his resume. So he's not some idiot that doesn't know anything. He's not into wild theories. But he is into facts and information. And listen carefully to this short little exchange, and you'll be shocked at what some of you anyway, if you haven't heard it, will be shocked at what you hear.
Has there been another vaccine that had the high incidence of serious hospitalizations and deaths that this vaccine is now showing?
Not to this extent, absolutely not.
Not even close. Any other vaccine would have been pulled from the market.
Absolutely. It would have been pulled probably within the first few, just right. As we've seen in the past. What was it?
And have you seen any other vaccine that was put out for the public that skipped the animal test?
Never before. Skipped. Especially for children.
And as I've read, they actually started the animal test, and because the animals were dying, they stopped the test. Folks, I think that's important to understand there, that what we're talking about is the American people are now the guinea pigs. This is the test program that's going on. They didn't do the human testing, and they stopped the animal test because the animals were dying. And then they turned it out for the public. And we are now looking at businesses that want to mandate that this experimental vaccine be given to people as a condition of their employment, and yet we have this death count that continues to rise and be totally ignored.
And Senator Hall is rightly concerned. I read a story over the weekend. Delta Airlines is going to be requiring all their employees take the COVID-19 shot if they want to stay working for Delta Airlines. And it won't be long before other transportation, other airlines, other venues. I can see Target. They're so woke anyway. They would jump on board even if they just would do it because they're going to be, they're in the tank. I'm afraid we're getting conditioned to be ready to receive a digital currency. Now you're saying, what does that have to do with the COVID-19? Look, COVID-19 was a means to the end. We've talked about what I consider the highly inflated death numbers. Other doctors agree that 600,000 people didn't die because of only COVID-19. We've had flu deaths years that have been in the hundreds of thousands, and we never did any of this stuff. And we also never changed the rules of engagement at the beginning of a pandemic to count what is or is not a death. Even in England, they were playing the same game. If you had ever had a positive test in so many weeks or months, if you died, you know, it didn't matter how you died. You could fall off the top of a roof. It's going to be a COVID death. We had motorcycle accidents, gunshot wounds, all called COVID in the United States. And until Biden was inaugurated, the CNN ticker, the death ticker was there. I know it's all Trump's fault. It's all this, all that, all the other. You know what I'm talking about. All the lies and all the nonsense. Did people die because of this disease? Yes. Who's to blame? Fauci and China. Simple as that. It is simple as you're hearing it come out in the media. Things that I said months ago, people thought I was nuts when I was saying this virus is man, well, either man-made or man-enhanced. And now the mainstream is beginning to talk about the fact that it was not an old bat out of Wuhan at a wet market. Suddenly that narrative has gone to the wayside. I challenged it a year ago. Got myself in a lot of hot water when I did that amongst those that I worked with. I challenged the narrative. I'm going, it doesn't make any sense. Why are we perpetuating an unproven narrative and myth? Why are we declaring things that are not true to be true? And why is this fear? Look, I really believe Klaus Schwab, global reset, all of it's going to come into play in the weeks and months ahead. Just past week, we had to travel up from Florida to Georgia, and there was the initial concern, well, would there be an issue getting gasoline? We didn't have any real problem where we live in Florida, but we knew we had to get at least one tankful along the way. Thankfully, we get off the beaten path in a few areas, and so gas was not a huge problem. It was around Metro Atlanta, but I avoid Atlanta as extreme. I have a way that I go farther to the east of town, and I'm just on two-lane roads, and I'm happy. And we were able to get gas, no particular problem. But gas prices are up. Our energy independence we had not that many months ago is gone. And we have an administration that is determined to have inflation just eat up your income and make us all poor and dependent on the government. All these things, if you're not seeing it, all of these things tie together. It's not just the pandemic over here. It's not just the World Economic Forum over there. It's not just China. It's not just what's happening in the Middle East, and that's something I'll be talking about more this week. I'm doing a little bit of research on what's really going on in the Middle East. Forget the mainstream media. They have no clue. They're so far out of it, they wouldn't understand the biblical ramifications and truth. There's something happening there, and we're going to have to look at it very carefully. It all ties together, all of it. These are not just isolated things, entities unto themselves. I saw an article the other day that really caught my attention, and I want to share it, if you don't mind. A guy named Michael Dougherty, you probably never heard of him. And if you watch the mainstream, you had definitely never heard of him. Back in 2008, so we're talking, you know, it's been a while, 13 years ago, he was running a little medical company in Georgia, minding his own business, just like a lot of people do, just leave me alone, let me run my business. When he got a phone call saying that his patient's data had been found available on the internet. Now, that's a violation, of course, of, you know, federal law, HIPAA. You know what I'm talking about. The software firm on the other end of the phone called demanding money to fix his problem. To make a long story short, Dougherty decided to fight back. He never gave up, even wrote a book about his experience, and a decade later found out, you ready for this? Now, listen to this carefully. Found out it was the FBI who had given powerful surveillance software to a company called Tyversa, who then hacked his computers and demanded the payment to make it all go away. In short, it was the Fast and Furious. Remember Fast and Furious under Obama? Yeah, remember that? Well, it's the Fast and Furious of cybersecurity. Tyversa pulled this charade again and again with all kind of organizations. And yet, here's the troubling part. This is why I don't trust our government anymore. They go after Doherty, not these crooked companies they empower with software our government developed to hack. Think about that. Our government did this, yet they're going after Doherty rather than Tyversa, the company they gave the software to. And they're coming after him saying that he ran a company with shoddy data security practices. We have an FBI that's gone rogue. Of course, let's face it, the FBI's history is not that good. It was run by a transvestite who ran around with dossiers on everybody in Washington to have ultimate power. And I think Christopher Wray is no better at all than J. Edgar Hoover, and his predecessor is even worse. The FBI is not to be trusted. They're not the G-men. The leadership is so corrupt, it can't be trusted. Now, see, here was the good thing, though. Doherty wouldn't play ball, and he blew the whistle on the corruption, so the FTC came after him hard, and years with investigation, litigation. The FBI and the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, they covered up their extortion and their racketeering that they had themselves created, executed and covered up by good old Uncle Sam. His business, called LabMD, had treated over 700,000 cancer patients. His business was destroyed. See what can happen with a rogue government that needs to be reined in? We need trials for treason, friends, in this country. Treason. This is what we have. We have treason at the FBI. Treason. It's got to come to an end. Doherty, though, eventually did prevail in court, and right now is suing the pants off everybody. He's going to clean up. So why is this important? Well, two things. Number one, real quick, think about the Colonial Pipeline. You think it was a bunch of Russian hackers in Eastern Europe? I think it's our own government. Based upon the garbage, based upon the illegal things and surveillance. Look at when Trump won the presidency in 16 using FISA courts. I don't trust them. Do you? Now, see, here's something else. In this season of fraud and duplicity, Doherty now wants to force election integrity in the state of Georgia. And he's filing a case that is making its way through the legal system. And the cabal in Georgia, which includes our governor, our rhino governor Kemp, our rhino secretary of state Raffensperger, and even the rhino attorney general of the state. I'll tell you what, even the Democrats have sent in Perkins Cole, you know, into Georgia to try to make it go away, but it may not. See, Doherty is also the founder of the Justice Society, an entity in Atlanta, with a mandate to end persecution through process. In other words, misusing the courts. And they're taking up this challenge. Doherty versus Raffensperger, I love it, is the only existing case that can change the outcome of the 2020 national election by challenging as invalid the Georgia U.S. Senate races. Imagine that. The case alleges the runoff election for those races, which was certified this past February, was illegally executed on so many levels as to not reflect the will of the voters. He could win. See, his case is not, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, Trump, you know, there were 66 cases that got dismissed. No, they didn't. There were 66 cases that never got heard on procedural matters. Nobody, including the compromised Justice of the Supreme Court, Roberts. They never wanted to touch it. They never wanted to touch anything. The fraud was there, my friend. And then you got Liz, what's her name, that used to be Liz Cheney. Good riddance. I hope she gets primaried out of the House and is gone, out of politics. I have no... Look, I'm even listening to McCarthy, the leader, talking about, well, the election was fair. No, it was not. If you believe the election was fair and you're trying to keep from investigating what is obvious to many eyes, then you're part of the problem. You need to go away too. I am sick of these rhinos. They're more dangerous than Biden because they're nothing but wolves in sheep's clothing, deceiving people, saying, I'm a conservative, vote for me. I'm in the GOP. Tell you what, Doherty filed his case a while back, and he's biding his time. And we'll see. With the recent events that have been taking place and things are beginning to move fast, it's going to be, we'll see. We're going to see what happens. If the election was so honest, why is there such a vitriol fight to shut down any double checking? I mean, if you're really believing and saying it's transparent, bring it on. Let's see the proof. Then you can really, look, if you know that you're right and these processes prove that it was legit, then you can use that and beat people over the head with it. Why are you so terrified of the truth? Because you already know that the election in several states was a lie. We're going to run out of time here real quick. I want to share a bit of news. You'll be hearing more about it this week and next. I've talked about developing a free-to-air satellite channel for those that have equipment. I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen by the beginning of June. And I'll be giving you more details where you can... It'll be a channel. I haven't even come up with a name for it yet. I have a few in mind. It could be the Truth to Ponder channel. It'll play this program and some music you can't hear elsewhere. That's going to be part of what I want to do with this satellite channel. It may be in stereo to start with. It may be in mono. Don't know. It has a lot to do with the cost factor. But it'll be 24/7 music and this program. And I'm going to invite a few others that maybe you've never heard before other programs. Give me your ideas about this particular channel. You think there's some merit to it? Number one, you don't need the internet, even though it'll be available there, just like the podcast, and just like shortwave. Shortwave is going to be the number one way to get the word out, followed by the new satellite channel and followed by online after that. That's my plan right now. Keep us in prayer. I'll be telling you more about it. Also about a very inexpensive little shortwave radio. I'll be talking about that this week. There's a lot going on. This is going to be a very busy week. We had a very busy time and a long drive. And keep us in your prayers as we try to do the things that God would have us to do. If you believe in this ministry, let me know. Drop me a letter at Truth to Ponder. You can use 21 Berkshire, B-E-R-K-S-H-I-R-E, 21 Berkshire Lane, number 263. We're located in Sky Valley, two words, Sky Valley, Georgia, 30537, 21 Berkshire Lane, number 263, Sky Valley, Georgia, 30537. We'll talk more about what's going on in the news when we get back for tomorrow's episode of the program.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth, the number two, ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.